Welcome to Ocean Shorts, where we revisit segments from our past Making Waves and Diving Deeper podcast episodes. Today, we're going to hear a bit about the problem of hypoxia. In this 2010 interview, I was joined by Dr. Libby Jewett. At the time of this podcast, Libby was NOAA's Hypoxia Research Program Manager. Today, she's Director of NOAA's Ocean Acidification Program. Let's listen in.
Hypoxia is when the level of dissolved oxygen in the water gets too low to support most life and is a problem in coastal waters around the U.S. and in lakes. It's been defined as when the level of oxygen falls below 2 parts per thousand or 2 milligrams per liter.
And the biggest factor that leads to dissolved oxygen falling below this level is what's known as nutrient pollution. Now, we generally think of nutrients as good things because all organisms need nutrients to grow. Now, the problem is that we humans are generating way too many of them. And these nutrients, mainly nitrogen and phosphorus, find their way into our waterways and end up in lakes, estuaries, and coastal waters. Libby said that in most cases, these excess nutrients are the main culprit behind the hypoxia problem. What happens is that the nutrients become food for algae in the water, and this leads to unnaturally large algal blooms. In other words, it makes the algae grow like crazy, just like fertilizer boosts the growth of the grass on your lawn. And then,
as that algal bloom dies or is eaten by zooplankton, the organic matter falls down into the bottom waters. And because the bottom waters are actually separated by the surface waters, because they're, in the case of an estuary, higher salinity, denser waters, as the bacteria is decomposing that organic material in the bottom waters, it actually draws the oxygen level down. And so it's through the increase in the nutrient supply to these systems that we actually see a growth in the frequency and intensity of hypoxia in many U.S. systems.
And that's all for today's Ocean Shorts. Thanks for joining us. If you want to learn more about the problem of hypoxia and listen to this full episode, head over to oceanservice.noaa.gov/podcast.